there was a very funny sign in English. It said Turkish bath, and then in Greek underneath, it said Greek bath.
Nicosia, Cyprus, July 2010. Yanis Papadakis, a local historian, relates one of the more humorous anecdotes of the long-running conflict between Greek and Turkish Cypriots. The civil war is long over, but the island and its capital are still split down the middle.
The strange thing is that even the things that unite us, in the end we manage to have fights about even common cultural attributes.
It's evening mass in the Catholic Cathedral of Nicosia. The congregation are a strange mix of wealthy local Catholics and poor immigrants who work mainly as housemaids or labourers, then return home. This woman is from the Philippines.
When I came here, I didn't expect much, but the only things that I want is to have some work in order to keep my family better. So, I mean, I came here for the money. So I come here for work.
And in an outbuilding of the Catholic Church, I found these students from Cameroon practicing for the service the next morning. The purpose of organizing this summer school on Cyprus was to bring the 29 participants face to face with a totally different set of circumstances and conflicts to the ones they face at home. Maximiano Gabirano teaches conflict management at the Martyrs University of Kampala in Uganda. He's also a Catholic priest and helped officiate at the service in Nicosia.
We need to look for a common ground on which we can live as a people. Difference should not be an area to capitalize on fighting one another, but the difference should be celebrated. And we see that diversity is an area in which we can even come to learn from other cultures, from other regions, from other peoples.
Adam Seligman is a teacher of religion at the University of Boston in the United States and a main organizer of the school.
We say at the beginning that we have people here from all over, Jews and Muslims and Palestinians and blacks and women and gays, all kinds of people and members of all sorts of groups who feel that they have a monopoly on human suffering, and that because they have such a monopoly, they have certain entitlements. They have a certain privileged moral position that comes out of this unique suffering. And we say one of the rules in the school is, however you feel, you have to act as if you didn't feel that your group suffered uniquely in human history.
ברוך אתה אדוני, אלוהינו מלך העולם, בורא מאורי האש. ברוך אתה אדוני.
On Saturday evening in a local restaurant, the Jewish participants in the school invite the group, which includes Muslims, Christians and atheists, to witness the invocations at the end of the Jewish Sabbath.
Amen.
Once the hope of the Messiah's imminent arrival has been expressed, the dancing begins. The next day to Famagusta in the Turkish, mostly Muslim north of the island. Sajida Madni, a British Muslim from Birmingham, told me about her experience of the summer school and how it would help her into faith and community work in Britain.
There's some Greek Cypriots on our course and there's some Turkish Cypriots on our course. And they're getting along really well. And they were like, well, I didn't know how I would get along with the other. And I just thought, I knew that the other was coming to the course, but I just thought, well, that person I won't be so close to, but I'll smile and say hello and whatever. But they were like, you know, we're having dinner together and we're talking together and, you know, we're sharing a lift home together, and they never really expected that. Ooh.
And finally to the beach just north of Famagusta, the reason why most visitors come to the island in the first place. After a week in the hot, dusty interior of Cyprus, discussing religion, faith, identity, and above all, tolerance, it's a welcome release just to swim in the blue sea by moonlight.